Third time's the charm. Gage, I have a question for you.
What be your question, sir?
Hold on, it's loading.
Pinwheel of death.
Buffering.
Nothing like broadcasting from hell to have a buffering wheel. Typical.
What did the elephant say to the naked man?
Not sure what.
How do you breathe through that thing?
I got one that's similar to that, but it was a photo I'd seen, and it's got an old man and a kangaroo walks up, pulls his pants open, and looks down it. Gets a really flabbergasted look on his face, and he looks at the kangaroo and goes, what? He's all, is your kid dead?
That's terrible. Welcome to the Skeptic Believer podcast for the third time today, because things just don't always go right.
Hey, life happens.
Yep, it happens.
Especially here in hell.
Yep. Yeah, we're joined with the flea on this lovely Valentine's Day.
Woohoo, happy Valentine's Day.
And we got the two single fucks over there.
Hey, you know what? This is the third fucking time you've said it.
Seriously.
It's getting real fucking annoying.
I'm going to keep saying it until we get this fucker right. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day.
Fuck you.
Two lovebirds, you can sit a little closer together today. We got the red lights on for you. Got the moon lighting.
Whoa.
Don't think his mic like that.
What are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about Mad Mike Hughes. We touched a little bit on him last week when we were going through the whole debacle of whether we believe in flat earth or a round earth. So Madman Mike Hughes died on February 22nd when the parachutes on his homemade steam rocket did not deploy.
Steam rocket.
Yeah. That's just like stupid. Yeah, you're not going to get very far. I'm honestly surprised that the amount of combustion it didn't just blow up on launch.
Okay, but we got to commend the fact that, I mean, it wasn't till the third that he ultimately met his demise.
Third time's the charm.
But that is true. I mean, this man was damn near impervious until he tried to launch his own steam-powered rocket, which I believe at some point KDE or the Flea did post a video of that, correct?
I don't know if a video was posted or the link to it. I will post in this one, the one I'm making now.
So in the video, it shows the rocket. Now, mind you, this rocket is being launched off of a modified RV.
All I'm saying is I'm surprised they even, like people let him do that, like, legally.
Oh, I'm sure the FAA didn't know about it. I could almost promise you the FAA didn't know about it. Another thing, little fun fact, he appeared in a music video for the Death Valley Girls song One Last Thing Before I Die.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if anybody knows that song, but
nope.
It's a minute and 53 long video that was directed by Kansas Bowling and featured footage of his flat earth rocket launch in Apple Valley. Hughes was the main focus of the 2019 documentary Rocket Man, Mad Mike's Mission to Prove the Flat Earth. And the funny thing about that video is when you watch it, the second it takes off, you see the parachutes go one way and you see him go the other way.
Yeah, the sad thing was he didn't even make it 30 seconds into the launch and you can literally see the parachutes blow off the rocket.
I don't even think it was like 10 seconds. It was the second it started moving. The parachutes just kind of like...
He'd made it maybe less than a foot and maybe 2 feet off of the launch rail and they blew off.
Yeah.
It's like, well, whoever thought the placement and the security of where those were was stupid.
Well, and I think that's like the second time that the parachutes had issues. The first time he had, so it had like four parachutes on it or something like that. And the first time it fell out of the air, they didn't deploy right. So he landed on two of the four and he ended up getting hospitalized and all this other shit. And they're, well, we'll just do it again. And well, he died.
So, going out to him, props for building your own steam-powered rocket, but real slap in the face, it didn't work.
Yeah, in 2016, he launched a fundraising attempt to raise money to build this rocket. It only made $310 out of the $7,800 goal. not a big
for anybody that put cash into that for him to do that. They helped kill him because
you enabled it.
Way to go.
He originally wanted to
accomplice to death.
He originally wanted to raise money to take a balloon 20 miles up into the air.
I think at this point, the balloon would have probably been safer.
Oh, absolutely. It's like Felix Baumham when he jumped from the edge of space from a weather balloon for Red Bull.
Yep.
Fastest man on Earth.
Splat.
I struggle to understand what in the hell would possess somebody to do. Like, there are so much better ways to go about doing this.
I think it was just more the fact of most likely being a PR stunt, just trying to get attention.
Yeah.
Compared to actually trying to achieve said goal.
Yeah, like in 2002, he set the world record for the world's longest limousine jump,
which
103 feet.
Which, wow.
In a Lincoln Town Car.
The fact that he even made it that far in a limousine is beyond me. I'm seriously surprised that damn thing didn't just implode on impact.
You know, I know the best thing about this. In 2018, he told the Associated Press he was going to run for governor of California.
Oh, wow. Maybe he would have...
I mean, that's got to be better than Gavin Newsom.
Let's be honest. Even the Terminator would have been a better choice. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a better choice compared to a man that blew himself up.
No, he didn't blow himself up.
Well,
he turned himself into the world's largest lawn dart. Let's be clear here.
Yeah, but I guarantee on impact, they had to pull him out of there with a vacuum. I guarantee every single bone in his body was shattered.
Yeah, it's just like, we're not making fun of the fact that he died. We're making fun of the attempt and just like the idiocracy of doing this. Like,
I mean, if you're gonna try to get to space in your own home built shit, at least make sure you've got a good team of safety advisors. I mean, I think it was the
rednecks down the road.
I'm pretty sure that the lack of safety advisement in that whole shebang would have been one of the main reasons why he died.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Could have also just moved the ladder.
Yeah.
Right. True.
Or, you know, like made sure the parachutes were bolted on there, right? Los Angeles Times has an article, Death of Rocket Man, Mad Mike Hughes ends years of close calls. So
yeah, ended it
with death. Let's see.
When exactly did he die?
February 22nd of last year. My mom's birthday. So it's been almost a year since he did this and died. So we're paying homage to Mad Mike Hughes. Let's see. Let's kind of go through some of the other things that he did. based off of this, in 2002, Hughes jumped a Lincoln Town Car, stretch limousine Lincoln Town Car, 103 feet at the Paris Auto Speedway in Riverside County. Stunt landed him in the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest limousine ramp jump by beating the previous... Oh,
so not only did he jump it, but he also got put in the Guinness Book of World Records.
And he beat his first record that he set of 75 feet. I mean, like, come on. Added, what is that, 28 feet? Nothing? Nobody?
Wow.
I can't do math today. It's a fucking Sunday. True.
The next year, he tried for a new record of 125 feet, covering his body in bubble wrap and gunning his 3-ton white Cadillac limousine up a ramp at 65 miles an hour. He flipped over before reaching a cushion of tires, but was unhurt. Is there a video of this?
I'm currently searching to see if I can find one.
Let's see.
I've got nada. Oh, wait. 100. How far did he jump?
He was trying to jump 125 feet in a limo.
And he only got to, what, 100?
He jumped 75, set a record, jumped 103, set a record, then he was going for 125 and flipped.
Ooh. Yeah, there's not very many videos for that.
No, doesn't look like there is.
Let's see. Sorry, Mad Mike, you weren't as cool as you thought you were. You don't even have videos of that up.
Oh, shit. Let's see what this is all about. Let's see. Charlotte Limo Jump. Oh, boy.
I don't know if that's him or not.
I don't know, but we're going to watch this dude fucking send this limo in the air.
No, this is not going to end well.
He's just doing laps. What the hell? Is he going to jump it or not? Oh, well, hold on. There's a big old ball of flames. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh. That's a good way to... Oh, shit, it's on fire. They're blowing holes in my ship.
Holy crap. Oh, man. This dude was nuts.
Yeah.
So many comments on the YouTube video. Wow, that was gay. Did he get his name Mr. Dizzy because he went around the track twice and then spun his limo around in the air? Or is it because he's a bit dizzy from the crashing? Oh, boy.
I believe the video you just watched was correct.
Was that it?
I found one this Mad Mike Hughes, the world's most famous limo driver / jumper. The first one was a black stretched Cadillac.
See, it's weird because this says a Lincoln Town Car.
Well, I think this is a compilement of all of them.
Oh, gotcha.
Which, this first jump, he actually cleared more than half of the tires. Because I'm guessing the tires were there for landing?
Sure.
Oh. The second, jumped a rocket. Oh, lovely. Rocket propulsion. Not good.
Y'all, everyone that's listening, go check out the gram. There's been two posts posted.
Sweet. Let's see. So if you're out on the interwebs, there's a... When you're looking up Mike Hughes, there's also a link of a list of inventors killed by their own inventions.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Are we going to open this bag of worms?
Oh, we are going to open this. Let's see. Michael Darcy? Died in 2009, age 53, died after a crash that occurred while testing his flying taxi device designed to permit fast, affordable travel between regional cities. Wow.
He tried to pull a Fifth Element and died.
Michael Smolinski? These guys all got weird fucking names. Was killed during a test flight of the AVE Mizar, a flying car based on the Ford Pinto.
Oh, God. Pinto. The fact that it even has to do with
the weren't those the cars that, like, if you rear-ended them hard enough, they'd blow up because of the gas tank?
Yeah, the gas tank was right behind the rear bumper.
Let's see. What else is there? Railway? Oh, Mike Hughes, rocketry. Oh, there's one other one. Max Valor, 1895 to 1930, invented a liquid-fueled rocket engines as a member of the 1920s German Rocket Society. On May 17th, 1930, an alcohol-fueled engine exploded in his test bench in Berlin, killing him instantly.
Wow.
Rockets are... Yeah, don't fuck with rockets. Huh.
Carl Sowick, Canadian, water capsule. He he succumbed to injuries and caused his own death doing a water capsule.
What was the goal of this?
I'm assuming it was...
Go swimming with the dolphins?
I'm assuming it was... I'm pulling up the page right now.
Valerian Abramovsky, 1895 to 1921, constructed the Aero Wagon, an experimental high-speed rail car fitted with an aircraft engine and propeller intended to carry Soviet officials.
So I'm assuming this, not to interrupt you, but that him, the Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
So the water capsule, he built it in 1985. and he succumbed to injuries caused when his capsule capsized on its second test.
So apparently there's an upside down in a capsule? A right side up and a right side down?
Apparently.
All right. Let's see. Oh, Darwin Awards. Oh, boy.
James Heddleston, British, the Segway gyrobike owner, died when he fell off an 80-foot cliff after the Segway scooter he was riding lost balance.
Let's pull up the Darwin Awards. Awards recognizing people who have selected themselves out of the gene pool by their own stupidity. Oh, what do we got here? Does it give us a list?
Evolution in Action, DarwinAwards.com. In 2020, the pinnacle of stupidity. In the end, cold was not the culprit. Hands are numb, but must be operated for a smartphone, muttered a 47-year-old Tedzi to his live stream audience as he stumbled up a snow-covered Mount Fuji.
Main man boofed by booby trap. Ronald Sears, 65, was shot dead on Thanksgiving evening in the rural town of Van Buren. Upon investigation, it was determined that the shooter was none other than Ron. What the hell? What is this?
Who was it?
Oh.
Oh. 2018, the missionary position. John Allen Chu, a self-proclaimed world explorer inspired by Livingston and Jesus, was killed by the very tribe of natives he was offering eternal life.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
It's this like island of indigenous peoples
they've never been technologically advanced or anything. They're still living like they're in the freaking
stone age. Yeah.
Can you,
because they've like flown helicopters over that and stuff, and mm-hmm. they like try to shoot arrows at it and stuff. Can you imagine, like, what do you think goes through that? Do they think that they're like aliens or like?
I don't know. It's kind of like that that movie my mom was talking about on my birthday about the Coke bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Since you guys brought it up, November 18th of 2020 marked the 16th annual Guinness World Records Day. I'm reading through what these are.
Another one on the Darwin Awards is called The Wacky Welder. The tale of Howard Miller, 39, professional welder, illustrates the pitfall of ignoring high school chemistry with a time-saving invention. Miller spent his last moments helping weld an exhaust pipe onto a classic Holden Kingswood sedan.
Dead on Valentine's Day.
Oh, fuck.
A 19-year-old and his soon-to-be ex were walking along the beautiful Havel River quarreling. The frustrated man suddenly shoved the woman into the icy river. She could swim, but he could not.
Ouch.
Okay, here's one. She didn't actually die from her stunt, but her name is Annie Edson Taylor. She was a school teacher at 64, decided to hurl herself in a barrel over Niagara Falls, and she survived.
Huh.
Already been done.
So
she put herself in a barrel,
uh-huh.
and then had somebody hurl her off the side of Niagara Falls. I heard about that one actually. Didn't she get injured though? Pretty good. I don't know. Let's look it up. Some of these world records are freaking stupid. She was accompanied by her cat.
I bet that cat was going balls fucking crazy.
This one, most fidget spinners spun simultaneously by an individual.
Oh.
Stupid.
2018 Darwin Awards, Road Rageaholics. February 20th, 2018, Poland. Darwin double. After a road collision near Stary Kruz. I can't pronounce any of this crap. Two men emerged from their damaged cars and began arguing. The argument grew into a physical fight, then shrank down to bloodstains on the asphalt when the men lurched into the adjacent lane of traffic. a semi weighed in on the fight, permanently terminating the road rage between 29-year-old and the 40-year-old. The victims of their own aggression, the men were the poster children of the meditation outreach.
So yeah, this Annie Taylor, the only thing she got was a cut on her forehead, but she received that while being extracted from the barrel. She was the first person to ever survive the fall over there in a barrel.
I got one for you. It's called the Booze Cruise, loser. An evening. So this happened on the 8th of September in 2018 in Massachusetts. An evening booze cruise in Boston Harbor led to the death of a 21-year-old man who was performing a handstand on the rail of the ferry. Ordered to stand down from the rail by the crew, the acrobat Aaron DeBella sneaked back up as soon as the crews turned their backs. He was performing a maneuver described as a type of vertical push-up when his hands faltered and he toppled overboard into the Boston Harbor. Perhaps he could not swim. The crew snapped into action, focused on a spotlight on Aaron, tossed him a life preserver, leapt into the harbor and swam to within 5 feet of the booze cruiser, but sadly, he sank before they could snag him. The Coast Guard spokesperson, Nicole Grohl, said, "We launched all our assets upon receiving the report of a person overboard, but to little avail, his body was found by divers 3 hours later. Young men feel immortal. They show off their physical prowess with rousing confidence. Unfortunately, their human mortality is all too real. May this be a caution to others to rein in their confidence that leads to catastrophe." There's a joke here about sperm and swimmers, but I can't find it.
What you got, babe?
I just looked up from history.com 7 death-defying historic American daredevils. So,
Evel Knievel.
Sam Patch, the Jersey jumper.
Mm-hmm.
America's often called the America's first daredevil. He made his name in the 1800s by leaping from dizzying heights into rivers and waterfalls. His first famous leap was over New Jersey's Passaic Falls in 1827, earning him the nickname of Jersey Jumper. And then he was followed by a 90-foot leap from a ship's mast into the Hudson River. And then his most famously, a 120-foot leap from a makeshift platform into the waters below Niagara Falls.
Ooh, he should have done it in the barrel. He would have been the first one.
Oh, see, this one was, I'm reading the one that Tasia just brought about, Annie Edson.
Okay.
Taylor, the over the Niagara in a barrel. Oh, what is this one?
Houdini.
Oh yeah, the escape artist, Harry Houdini. Bessie Coleman, pioneering black aviatrix. Affectionately named Brave Bessie and Queen Bess, Bessie Coleman was the first African American woman to become a licensed pilot. Trained in France, reportedly because no U.S. flying schools would accept someone of her race. Clem Son, Birdman. America's first ever heard of Bruce. Before America ever heard of Bruce Wayne, it was captivated by the adventures of another Batman, Michigan-born Clem Son, one of the most famous aerialists of the 1930s. He was known to leap from planes at 1,500 feet or more wearing 15,000 feet wearing a homemade suit consisting of metal rods and canvas cells, which gave him wings as long as his arms, describing one jump from help me out here.
Where? 18,500 feet, yeah. Over a Brooklyn airfield.
Yeah. The New York. Yeah, he rapidly soared and twisted like a bird.
Yeah, so I think the whole point of this little short story was to cover dumb people doing dumb things.
Hey, he did good. He dropped like a stone before.
He did good. He dropped like a rock.
The end came over. The end came over in Paris, 1937, when both of his parachutes failed to open at 1,000 feet, as the Herald Tribune reported. He dropped like a stone before 40,000 horrified spectators, and was crushed. He was 26.
Oh man!
Before we get done, I've got to read this one.
Okay.
Joseph
Kittinger.
Yeah, the edge of our atmosphere. Hey, this one has to do with Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1960, 32-year-old Air Force Captain Joe Kittinger rode a helium balloon to the edge of the Earth's atmosphere and parachuted back down. He free fell for 4 minutes and 36 seconds out of the total descent time of 13 plus minutes and reached at top speed, surpassing 600 miles per hour, not quite enough to break the sound barrier. A lifelong pilot who first flew solo at the age of 17, had worked with a government test pilot in 1950s and participated in pioneering rocket sled experiments. Testing the impact, blah, blah, blah. Let's see what I can.
He wore 155.5 pounds of gear.
Yeah. Just 3 fewer more than his own weight. Let's see. The landing was the hardest. As he recounted, in 1960, the National Geographic, the landing was the hardest in his life, but he described his first reaction to having survived the fall this way. I'm surrounded by sand, salt, grass, and sage, but no Garden of Eden could look more beautiful. Kittinger's space scraping plunge held for 52 years until Felix
Baumgartner, that's the guy I was talking about,
became the first man to break the sound barrier during free fall in 2012.
I bet he thought the world was round.
Well, in the picture of him, if you look at it,
mm-hmm. That doesn't look flat to me.
The world is round, so. And that's not a fake picture. That's
very real.
That's him jumping.
We'll have to post that on Instagram. So, should we wrap the short stories and talk about some actual topics?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Do it. Do it now.
Do it now. Well, same spiel as always. Follow us on Instagram, skep_pod.
I posted two posts today.
Hit us up on Facebook, Skeptic Believer Podcast. Email us your thoughts, theories, ideas, comments, concerns. We don't have enough money to staff a complaints department, so go fuck yourselves there. But skepticbelieverpod@gmail.com. All of our personal socials are always tagged. 5 stars on iTunes. If you give us 5 stars in a review, we'll shout you out at the end of episodes. But yeah, catch you guys in the next full episode. Flat also, Earth, here we come.
The more people we get, we're going to start looking into doing giveaways.
Yes.
Gift cards and stuff. We just need more people.
Yeah, so. Come on. If you share us, if you review us, if you help us grow, you have the potential to earn something out of it.
And not like $5 gift cards. Like, they're going to be pretty good, guys.
Yeah, we'll make it worth your time.
Do it and do it now. This is Broadcasting from Hell.
Anything else from the witch?
Bye.
Any final comments?
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day, you fucks.